We're learning Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the two dots. In the Mishnah it said, here is a sheep, and v'talin shivchoscha itzal avdi, and your shivcha should sleep by my eved. And it says, the Shah, that's kula esnan. Rebbe says it's not an esnan, and Chavim says it's kula esnan. So Gemara is going to try to figure out what is the case. Right, the Gemara Kasha. If Shifcha is allowed to marry Eved, there's no problem, there's no znus. So what's the Hava mean that it should be Esnan? And what should be Pshat in the Rabbanu says Esnan? Omravuna etzloi kamar. He means to say, here is a tle, and your Shifcha should be Mizana with me, he means to say. Etzloi, to him. And v'hadik tani eved, why does he say le'eved? Lishnam al yakama. He's trying to say a nice lashon. And Rashi says eved refers to his Abraham Mishamish. So he says, you know, tal shivchasa cha eitzel avdi means himself. So yachi my time with the Rebbe. What's pshat in the Rebbe? L'chayr it's a regular esnan. So why does the Rebbe say it's not an esnan? Omar Shmuel bar Yitzchak la'olam avdi. Of course, it's talking about his eved. Which type of Eved we're talking about? We're talking about an Eved Ivri, not an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani of Shifcha's mutter in it. Eved Ivri, it sounds like maybe it's called Nus. As the Gemara stole, Yachim, my time with the Rabbanon, Shifcha le Eved Ivri, Mr. Shari. A Shifcha is mutter to Eved Ivri. There's no Issef as Shifcha to marry Eved Ivri, there's no Znus. The Gemara answers, Yachim, my skin, going to less like Isha Abanim. If the Eved Ivri does not have Isha Abanim, there's a machloikis if he is mutter in a Shifcha Kananis. The Tanya learned in a Braisa. Ain Isha Obanim, some Eved Ivri does not have Isha Obanim back at home. Ain Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kananis. The Rabbi does not give him a Shivcha Kananis. Yes, Isha Obanim, if he has a wife and kids, then Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kananis. His master could give him a Shivcha Kananis to produce more Avadim. And it's Xeris Akasov. Doesn't have to make sense. Xeris Akasov is a Baal Isha who, then it says, Isha. But if he's not a Baal Isha, if he doesn't have a wife, then he does not, the Odin does not give him a Shifcha. So here, we're talking about that Eved Ivri did not have Isha Abanim. So according to the Rabbanon, it's an Esnan, because it's Nus to have a Shifcha with his Eved Ivri. Masha Inkin Rebbe, Rebbe holds that it's not Nus. So Rebbe argues, Rebbe holds that even Ein Isha Abanim, still the master gives him a Shifcha Kananis, and therefore it's not an Esnan. So really the Machlekes in the Mishnah, if it's Esnan or not, is Machlekes if an Eved Ivri that doesn't have Isha and children, is he Mutter b'Shifcha Kananis. So that's the end of the sugya of Esnan Zayna. Now we're going to talk about the other part of Pasuk, Mechir Kelev. Ve'ezuhu Mechir Kelev. What is a Mechir Kelev? That was saying that that type of behemoth is possible for a carbon. So explains the Mishnah, Ima l'chaveiroi, someone tells his friend, Heilach tlez atakas kelev, take this sheep instead of your dog. It was switched for a dog. The halacha is that tle, that sheep is not good for a carbon. Another example of Mechir Kelev, Chen Shnei Shutfim, they were splitting the father's estate. Shecholku echonoto asara, one took 10 sheep, echa tisha took 9 sheep, v'kelev and a kelev. Shekeneged have a kelev, asar. Sounds like from the Mishnah, all 10 that are keneged the kelev are asar, all consider switching for the kelev. Vishima Kelev, but the 9 that should have got with the Kelev is Mutter. That's Mutter, it's not switching for it. Zok the Mishnah Vaiter. Esnan ha Kelev, let's say someone gives a tle to the master to be able to be Mizana with his dog. That's called Esnan ha Kelev, or Umechir Zaina. That means someone switches a tle for a Zayna and his Koina, the Zayna as a Shifcha. Both those cases are not a problem. Those behemoths are fine. Re'el mutarim. Shneim are Shneim v'le'arba. It says in the Pasuk, Gam Shneim, Dafka 2, only Esnan Zayna Mechir Kelev Aser, v'le'arba, not 4. Because if it be Esnan Kelev Mechir Zayna, it'll be 4. Another halacha is, but the same mutarim, the Vlad of Esnan Zayna, or Mechir Kelev, the Vlad is Mutter. Because it says in the Pasuk, Gam Shneim, Dafka them, V'loi V'loi the same, not their children, not the kids of the behemoth. Ad kana Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Mechir Kelev means Zeu Chalifei Kelev, means something you switch for a Kelev. How you know Mechir means something you switch for? Mechenu Oyemer, the Pasuk says, Timkar Amecha B'loi Hoin, B'loi Rabisa B'mechireyem. And it means that the Yidin are telling Adei Bishta, Takar Shbaruch Hu, they're telling Kav Yochel, you sold Klal Yisrael for no money, and you didn't make any money by selling them. L'rabisa mechareim. You see, mechareim Russian selling. So therefore, you see that if you switch a tleh for a kelev, it's like buying a kelev with a tleh. You buy a kelev with a sheep. The halacha is you buy a dog with a sheep. The halacha of the sheep is also for carbon. That's what mechir kelev in the pasuk means. Ask the Gemara. We're going to read the Girsa of the Bach. Ask the Gemara. Ema esna mamish. Maybe mechir kelev doesn't only mean mechir kelev. Maybe also estan kelev. If you give a present to the master to be able to be mezana with the kelev, that's also aser. That tleh is also aser. That means the Gemara's question is: it should be something called the estan zayna, estan kelev, and a mechir kelev. So tomorrow, no. You can't have a tlasa. There'll be three different things. V'ksiv, gam shteyim, v'lo yishtosh, it's in the pasuk, two, not three. So tomorrow, I mean to ask like this, mika miyanan esnan u'mechir. I don't mean to ask that kelev should have esnan mechir. Esnan v'lo yimechir kermin. I'm asking it should be only be esnan, not mechir. Imkain, and for the Gemara, imkain neim akra, lo yisavi esnan zayna v'kelev. If that was true, it should say, well, in the pasuk, we saw the estan zayna v'kelev and a kelev. Mechsiv estan zayna u'mechir kelev. Since it says estan zayna u'mechir kelev, it says separately. Doesn't say the word estan near, even near kelev. It says mechir kelev, so that you know, shmami know, there's two separate things, and there's mechir kelev and estan zayna. They're not interchangeable, and this is the only thing that's also for carbon. There's a kosev is the estan zayna and mechir kelev. The only things that also for carbon. Shmami know. Talk the Mishnah weiter. It says in the Mishnah, Shutvim Shechol Kuechanotl. We had someone split a estate, Shutvim split something, could be, you know, children from a Yerusha. They split it, and one person took the 10 sheep, the other person took 9 sheep and one dog. We say all 10 sheep are called Mechir Kelev in the Aser. Ask the Gemara Kasha. This Gemara's Kasha is based on the Klal called Yesh Breira. Gemara asked, Nepech Chodel Hadikavel, take out one that's connected to the dog. Vahanach kulal ishtari. Say, out of the 10, one of them is the one that's matching the dog. All the 9 are matching the other 9 sheep, and they're not a mechir kelev. Why is saying all 10 are awesome? Pick one out and say, this is it. Vahanach kulal ishtari. My answer is going to fade the make kelev mechab minayu. The kelev is worth more than the other ones. Vahay tifuna the kelev shod the kulal. That extra is in everything. And I'll give you an example. Let's say they were splitting up $100. So each one took $50. So the person who took the 10 sheep, each sheep is worth $5. On the other side, each sheep was worth only $9. So only $4. Now instead of $5, only $4. So 9 times, and we have to reach 50. So 9 times 4 is 36. And then the other $14, the dog was worth $14. So the extra $9 on that dog are spread out on the other sheep, because $5 of the dog goes connected to one sheep, and the other $9 was a dollar per sheep. So it was spread out to all the sheep. So all 10 sheep were connected to Kelev, and therefore they're all considered a Mechir Kelev. We're giving an example, the Kelev and the 9 sheep all equal 50, but the way it was broken up was that their sheep was worth a little less, worth $4 instead of $5, and the Kelev was worth more, and therefore the dog is connected to the sheep, and it's a problem of Esnan, of Mechir Kelev. Let's do one more Gemara on this Amid. Zokta Gemara. It said in the Mishnah, Esnan Kelev u Mechir Zoyna Mutter. So one of the things that we said as Mutter is that if you give the master a sheep for a present to be able to mezana with his dog, the halach is that it's Mutter. Omle Rava Mepraz Zakyel Rav Ashi. Menoha Milsa Dom Rabbanon Eins Nusla Behema. How do you know this klal that estan kelev basically is mutter? There's no nusla behemoth, no estan zayna on behemoths. That if you give someone money to be mizana with behemoth, it's not called estan zayna. On Malay, the reason is l'nishma kral lichtav estan zayna of a kelev. The pasuk should have said estan zayna of a kelev. The pasuk does not say that. The pasuk is a mechir kelev. We see from here there is no problem. There is no problem with estan for a behemoth. There's no problem for Esnam for Behema. Tanya Nami Hachi, and this Rashi says it could be not Gerus, but we'll read it anyway. Tanya Nami Hachi, Menayim La Esnam Kelev of Mechir Zoyon Shem Vatarim, Shenema Beis Veloy Dalid. It says in the Pasuk 2 and not 4. And that's what we know, there's no such thing as Esnam Kelev, which means you give a present to live with the Kelev. And a Mechir Zoyon means you buy a Zoyon with the sheep. and you buy it for a shifcha. Both those things are mitarim, like the Mishnah says. Shenema beis v'loy dalid, and v'loy the same mitarim. Their children's mitar shenema gam shneim heim v'loy the same. It's mashma dafka they are also not their children. And the reason why Rashi is not garis is the reason is because it's our Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah. What's the tanya namachi? It's our Mishnah, and therefore Rashi is not garis it. But like upon it, that's what comes out. That the ein znus l'behema. That's one of the things that come out from our Mishnah, and that's very clear over here.